Welcome back, everyone, to the Life, Money, and More podcast. I'm your host, Sage Weiss, and today we're going to be talking about an interesting topic. We're going to be talking about how to become rich. That is a topic right there. That's like a topic everyone wants to know about. So we're just going to talk about it for a little bit. How to Become Rich, Episode 5. Well, first off, let's understand that rich really doesn't have a definition. It's kind of like one of those things like love, like it means something different to everybody. So you have to understand your own definition of what that means before you can really process this. Is it a dollar amount for you? Is it a lifestyle? Is it a job? Is it what does rich mean to you? For some people, it's like $1 million or $1 billion or whatever. But you have to decide that for yourself. What does it mean? Because if you don't know what it means for you, then how are you ever going to become that? You know, like rich for me is being able to do what I want, when I want, and have control of my time. That's what that means for me. So first of all, you got to answer that question. Second off, you need to ask yourself why. Why do I want to do this? For a lot of people, the why is pretty stupid. Like, oh, because then I'll feel successful, or I'll feel fulfilled, or I can find love, or my family will approve of me, or, you know, so people like me. Those would all be bad reasons for that. Those are all the wrong reasons. Is it because you want more time with your children? Because you want to explore the world? Because you just like freedom? Is it because you like nice things? You know, experiences? Why? You got to find your why. Because it's a lot easier to get to the rich part if you understand why you're doing it. Right? It makes it a lot easier. So if you can answer those first two questions, if you can't answer those, then I don't know if you'll ever become that. But if you answer those first two, here's the other thing you need to understand. If it's a dollar amount you're after, it's going to take time and it's going to take focus. I believe the average age of a millionaire, if I'm not wrong, is like 59 or 60. So, you know, that's old. And most people get there by just having time on their side and doing things like investing or building a business. Okay, so it's going to take you time. If you attach a dollar figure to it, you can probably look at some different calculators and see, okay, how long is this going to take me to hit this point? Let's just say it's $1 million. All right. That's going to take a while. It's going to take a long while of consistent investing and focus, growing your brand, your business, your income, whatever that is. Understand that it's going to take time. All right. You also have to understand something else, and that would be risk. Now, you can get there quicker if you do riskier things, but the downside of that is that the chance of failure is much higher. All right. I was talking to someone who was joking around about going to a roulette table and like betting. I think it was $1,000, and then betting on red 1 or 2 or something like that, and then getting $32,000, and then doing it again. So you have $32,000, and then that would be multiplied by 32 if you won on whatever number you pick. And I think at that point you would end up being a millionaire, but the mathematical odds of that happening are so hilariously low. I'm pretty sure. Oh God, I wish I paid more attention in math class, but 1 out of 32, and then you'd have to hit 1 out of 32 again. So the odds are pretty bad and you would end up losing a lot more money. It would probably take you 32 tries or more just to get the first number the first time. So that would not work out so well, but someone was joking with me about that. And I was like, oh yeah, I guess. If you took 100 people and had them all do that, you'd probably have like one of them that maybe could do that. But that's a dumb example. All right. there's lots of other examples, like starting stupid businesses, taking high risk things with like crypto. I mean, you can get there if you're, the higher the risk and the bigger the reward, it's possible, but the chance of failure is so much higher. Okay. It's a lot easier to become rich when you stretch the time window out and you do less risky stuff just over a longer period of time. Like what I do. I have my Roth IRA. I contribute the $7,000 a year, which is the max. And that is a much easier way to become rich than it is to do something that's crazy, like buying a crap load of Dogecoin and hoping that it goes up. That's just a lot easier. So you have to look at it. How long is your timeline? The longer your timeline, the easier it is. And what's your risk? All right. Less risky, more time. More risky, less time. All right. A lot more people fail with the higher risk stuff. A lot more people fail. You have to remember that. Okay. So that's why, for example, with my Roth IRA, the timeline's 40 years. All right. It's a long time. But the risk is very, very low because I'm buying very, very safe investments over a long period of time. All right. Next, you have to understand, and here's the next step, debt and protecting yourself. Okay. If you want to be rich, and again, we're just going to assign that random $1 million figure, you have to understand that debt can be really, really dangerous. It can also be helpful. One of the easiest ways to become a millionaire, and I'm not going to say this is easy right now, but it was in the past, was to buy a house and own that house for a long time. And eventually that house would appreciate. I live in an area here in Washington where a lot of people bought houses for like $200,000. And now they're worth like $700,000, $800,000. You know, they bought these houses around 2007 and before when they were really, really cheap. And now they're worth a lot more. I've talked to people who bought houses 30 something years ago for like $100,000 or less. And now they're worth $1 million. And that would make you a millionaire, yes. Now, we don't really have the luxury of doing that today. That's not really an option for us, for most of us at least. But owning a home is a way to get there, all right, provided enough time, okay? So most people become millionaires because they have a 401k they invest in and they own a house. Most millionaires would be pretty typical. They would have, I think it's, I believe it's $500,000 house and $1 million in a 401k or something like that. That's pretty standard for most millionaires. So you can use getting a mortgage and debt to get there to become rich. But also debt can be really dangerous, okay? Because taking on car loans you can't afford and credit cards you can't afford and spending all of your money on things that aren't creating wealth for you, that's going to stop you from getting to where you want to be. You might look rich, you might feel rich, but you ain't going to be rich. Okay, so you have to be really careful with debt if you want to get there. Me personally, I have no debt. I just keep all debt away from me. No debt of any kind. And it's really easy to become rich that way because when you have no debt, everything is a positive for you. Every single dollar that you're not spending on normal expenses or fun stuff or whatever is going towards increasing your net worth. So you have to look at debt. It could be a tool if used correctly, but it can also be really dangerous. A lot of people use debt. They try to become rich. One example of that is the Burr method. You buy a bunch of real estate, then you refinance it, then you do it again. Very risky. Very, very risky. Or they try to buy a large, expensive multifamily, something like that. Apartments, whatever. And they end up getting screwed. People do these weird businesses, try to sell courses, all this crap, this garbage stuff that sure works for a couple people, but for most people is absolutely useless. So you got to understand that debt can get you there, but it also can destroy you too. You have to be really, really careful and know what you're doing. And you also have to protect that too. All right. one of the most damaging things for men would be divorce. Divorce, I've, you know, working in real estate, you see a lot of people getting divorced because they have to sell a house usually. So you have to protect your wealth too with things like the proper insurance. All right. Maybe you're interested when you're getting married and getting something like a prenup that could protect you. All right. In case you have your divorce, which seems to happen 50% of the time. All right. You have to protect the wealth you're creating too. Because a lot of people get far down the road to rich, whatever that means. And then something happens like a bad car accident or a loss of their career or a divorce. Something bad happens and then it derails everything. I've met a couple of people who were doing really well. Like they had, one friend, not a friend of mine, but a friend of someone else I know, got up to $500,000 net worth and then they got a divorce. They lost $270,000 in that divorce or something like that. Their progress got cut in half, right? Because they wanted to be a millionaire. Okay, so protecting yourself while you're going on your path to becoming rich. All right, making sure you have the proper car insurance in place. All right, making sure you're protected with that. All right, getting in a really bad accident can be really expensive. All right, making sure your identity is safe too. Someone's not going to steal your identity and go ahead and start running up all kinds of debts and destroying things. All right. So protection is really important. Okay. Protecting the things that are making you wealth is really important. All right. So you got to protect yourself along your path because it's very easy to get derailed, have something bad happen, everything falls apart. All right. And the final step would be, and this kind of goes along with step number two, the why. All right. Is leaving legacy. All right. Being able to have that wealth, that richness that you have, affect other people in a positive way. All right. That is really, really important. That might be the most important thing, actually, is the legacy part of that. All right. Once you get to that point where you're, you know, rich, whatever that means to you, how do you pass that on? How do you impact other people? How do you impact your family, friends, community, the world? How do you make things better for other people? All right. You can talk to anyone who is rather wealthy, and most of them would say that giving is really enjoyable. That legacy is also really important. So when you get there, or if you're there, you have to ask yourself, what do I do with this? How do I make an impact with this? What happens with this after I go? Where do I go? You know, those are all very important. So that's just a little blurb on how to become rich. All right. Remember, got to know your why. You got to know what it means. You have to look at time as an important factor. You have to have focus. You have to understand the risk, certain risks of doing certain things. All right. You have to look at your debt. You have to protect that wealth as you're growing it. And you have to think about what you do with it while you're gone, when you're gone, wherever you're going. So that's just a little bit on how to become rich. That's what I've observed too. I've also observed that really wealthy people tend to be understated too. They tend to live below their means, and if they're multimillionaires, they spend a lot of their money on experiences, travel, paying for things that are important for other people, giving. That's just something I've noticed. It's really funny whenever you see like a $4 or $5 million house and you look in the driveway and it's like a Honda. It's, you know, you see people that you know are multimillionaires and they drive very understated vehicles, wear very understated clothes. All right. That's just something I've noticed. So there's the episode on how to become rich. I'm glad that a couple of you guys are at least enjoying the podcast so far. I mean, I didn't expect there to be I host on Buzzsprout and it tells you how many people are watching or listening. So thank you for that. Remember, if you never need help buying or selling your house anywhere in the US, anywhere in Canada, I can help with that. You can contact me at sage@kw.com. You can also text me at my company's number, 253-720-1602. And just remember, guys, just keep on swimming. I'm going to see you in the next episode. See you guys later.